1 o'clock hour here on Cody and Gold. It is a Fan Club Friday as we get set for the weekend. I'll admit, during this last break, I did not go over the craps. That's because I was quickly stuffing my face with some food. I apologize. Another thing to get while you're here at Hollywood Casino.
Yeah, grab some
Marquee
food.
Marquee Cafe is phenomenal. What did you get? You got a burger?
I got a smash burger.
I just wanted a salad. I got a grilled chicken Caesar salad, which is really good. I was just stuffing my face during the break. I don't think there's any chicken left. I put in a dent, to say the least, into this food during the break, man.
Don't forget, Fan Club Friday is brought to you by Circa Millions and Circa Survivor, which are back with a massive $21 million in guaranteed prizes. Pick five games against the spread each week, 126 ways to win with $6 million guaranteed, and make one pick a week, no point spread, for Survivor, the last, the longest, $15 million guaranteed for that. Enter in Nevada, play from anywhere, $21 million guaranteed. Visit circusports.com for more details. Alex and I will obviously be out there the 21st and the 22nd, broadcasting our show live from out in that area. Hope to see you out. It's a great weekend to be out there. We can tell you more about it next week. But a great weekend to be out there if you're thinking about entering the contest weekend.
We'll get to what Drew is doing this weekend. We'll get to that in just a little bit. I hope Drew has been stretching. I hope Drew's been, I guess, maybe got another massage and cupping and all that. He's got
the
a big event tomorrow.
Sore, man. I don't know.
What?
Drew, you're in trouble because Mac, you guys are playing each other in pickleball tomorrow. And we'll talk more about it. But all I'll say is you guys are at PickleCon. Mac got an offer from a physical therapist to work on him before the match. He's got a fan section. I think you're in a little bit of trouble.
Fan section?
And you have to win for this show.
I think I'll be able to put on. I'm confident in my ability. We'll have to see how it goes tomorrow.
Okay.
You don't sound confident.
Yeah, I was going to say.
You're saying the word confident, but you're not saying it confidently.
That's true.
You sounded like me after, like, when I was getting ready to race Matt Beisler in the fourth hot dog derby race when I knew I was done for.
That's exactly right.
Unless he pulled seven hamstrings somehow.
He's still
confident you shoot under 100 at the Masters than you're winning this pickleball match.
Exactly.
No, I'm trying to be steadfast because I'm going to have to pop, like, four ibuprofen before I play.
That's fun.
Man,
why don't you go out to
tonight?
Why don't you go to like Chicken and Pickle tonight and practice?
I definitely could. I think I'll be okay. I think I'm going to be okay. I'm not going to say anything more. I'm trying to stay fast in my confidence. Evidently, it's going to be a 15 versus.
Get a massage tonight.
It's going to be a 15 versus 2. Everybody's going to be rooting for Mac, which is fine.
Have your wife give you a massage tonight too.
Do we have scouting on how often Mac plays pickleball?
I don't know if he plays ever, but he's confident. He's got the confidence part of it going.
It's a youth, unbridled youth, man.
I need some more confidence. You're representing this show against there. You and Mac hopefully have a bet on the line as well. We need some confidence from you at bare minimum going into this thing. You are already mentally defeated by Mac. This is not good.
No, I'm not mentally defeated. It might sound like it, but I'm not mentally defeated.
All right.
We did talk. I did
Mac
mention.
Mac guaranteed a win on his show today.
Wow.
I did not know
that.
Okay,
so what did you guys talk about today?
I mentioned the wager that you guys brought up. Whoever loses has to cover both shifts. And Mac said, man, that's going to be tougher on you, Drew. I was like, I know it is. If I lose, then
yes, it will be.
It's going to be much tougher on me, obviously.
And maybe someone suggests on the text line, we get you some smelling salts, Drew. We got to get you amped up. We can go borrow some from Chris Jones, maybe, before he gets on a flight.
I'll be okay. I won't need any smelling salts. If anything, it's going to make it worse.
Okay.
Tomorrow, when 10:45 comes up and I'm there, I'll be ready to go.
All right. People think you need a stress relief, all kinds of stuff. So we'll get there. By the time the show is over, we'll get your confidence up.
Look, and if whoever wins, like, if I do win with all this extra stuff, it seems like Max getting plus the fan section and everything like that. I think there'll be some time to talk, but I'm gonna save it until Monday. I'll save it till Monday.
I don't like where this is trending.
Yeah, he's waiting. Post-trash
I feel like
talk.
Monday we're about to have Excuse City on the show.
Back was a little tight, woke up a little bit late. Mm-hmm. I don't want this. I want to win. I want to win for this show. Hollywood Casino, do they have odds on this? Can we what would it be right now?
Well, I'll tell you this. If I could find Mac at plus money anywhere instead of Drew, I'd be making a lot of money. I feel like Drew is a plus 450 right now. I think Mac is even money. He's like minus 105.
That's fine.
But Drew's got better value, but I'm not sure if we like the knew that you were about to bet on someone and this was the confidence level they had going in. I mean, boy, oh boy, unless Drew's trying to also just trick us here or something.
I don't need to talk about it. I don't need to talk. You know, I've got the confidence in myself internally. You know, we're going to see how it goes tomorrow. And you know, I'll wait till the results, and then we'll get after it a little bit. You might see a Shea Gilgeous-Alexander 16, if you will, tweeted out or Instagrammed out afterwards.
I'm still laughing. I missed earlier on Twitch. We were talking about all the money people have held. Somebody said, man, I'm surprised Drew didn't hold at least $400 for that couch. No, they held his $400. You got it backwards.
Not in my hands.
That's right. No. Drew gave someone money for his own couch. It's still one of my favorite moments on this show.
It was actually a really good reminder of how anyone can get scammed.
Someone says,
always
Drew,
be aware of scams, you know?
Yeah, someone did point out, all that matters, Drew, for you this weekend, get that pickleball thirst trap photo you've been taking recently. Just get it pickleball version.
Yeah. Play shirtless.
Yeah, just play shirtless.
Will you in the pickleball match play shirtless?
Look, I would. I don't think I'm going to.
He says he would.
I would. I'm bringing the 95.
Oh, are you going like tank top or what are you doing?
No, so I'm bringing the 96.5 the fan shirt, and Mac is as well. We have two different. Mac has the original one. I've got a white and gray one for whatever reason. So
okay.
We're going to be wearing different ones. I did think briefly about cutting it into a tank top.
Don't do that, please.
Which I think I'm going to.
Shirtless and the like 80s basketball shorts.
No, I would do it. I would play shirtless.
Look, can you promise us one thing? If you're about to lose, like if it's clear you're going to lose, can you just go put on a Joe Burrow jersey instead real quick and just instead of the station shirt at that point in time? Just swap shirts if you know you're going to lose.
How about this? All of you who are listening that have no confidence in me, you guys can come out tomorrow to PickleCon.
Oh, yeah. Tell them where to watch.
11 to 1 is when we're going to be out there. 11 o'clock is when you need to be there because I think we're playing straight away or relatively soon after we're there.
Okay.
So come out.
All right.
I'm going to be out there at 10:45. Mac will be out there at 10:45. Come out and go ahead and cheer for Mac. Go on ahead and show your true allegiance. And I'll.
What's the hater?
Yeah. Go on ahead.
Tomorrow, nice.
Make sure you set your alarm for AM, Drew, not PM.
Yeah, yes, I do need to do that. Thank you for the reminder. I'm sure text line is going to remind me as well a little bit later. I appreciate it.
Tomorrow, after Drew loses to Mac and Pickleball, preseason.
All right.
You made a hater out of me. I wanted to believe in you.
We wanted to root for you, but zero confidence. Anyway.
The Chiefs will play their first preseason game of the year, which leads us to the normal stuff. Who is it tomorrow? We want to pay attention to. And I got to – Rashard Smith feels like the leader in the clubhouse by a mile. But I do think there are other interesting players. The offensive line as a whole matters to me even more than the weapons. I assume the starting five will play a drive. I'd like to see them properly protect Patrick Mahomes from what is a base-level defense, the same kind of base-level defense that got them absolutely torched in the Super Bowl last season against Philadelphia. So I'd say that they're pretty high on my list. The new pass rushers, Jelani and Felix Anudike-Uzomah, that was not a good pass rush team last year. The new names, Omar Norman-Law, Jelani, Aminihu in a full healthy year, only played 6 games in the regular season last year. Those guys are all of note to go with it. There are interesting people to keep an eye out, I think, in the game tomorrow. Although after about the second quarter, I don't know if I got anybody after that.
Yeah, it's tough once you get towards halftime. But I think Rashard Smith is number one on the list because I think he's going to get a lot of run. I'm not sure what quarter he first appears in. It could be second half. We'll see. But I don't need to see much Pacheco. I really don't need to see much Kareem Hunt. I know what I'm getting. It really should be Smith, Elijah Mitchell, and Carson Steele getting all the reps at running back for this game. And I think Smith has the chance to become the story because of his receiving ability. And if all of a sudden, whether it's Oladokun or Gardner Minshew, they get him in the flat, or they get him on a wheel route down the field a little bit, and he makes a great catch or makes a guy miss an open space, even on a punt return. Like, he could end up becoming a huge story out of this game and get people really excited to where that's the guy that everybody's keying in on about what his season, all of a sudden the expectations probably start to get out of whack and everything like that. I think that is him. So I'll go Breshard Smith number one. Then Omar Norman Lott will probably be the second player I'm most interested in because of the camp he has had. Simmons is three just because of it, although it's tough to get excited watching about a left tackle in preseason.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
He is a player we're all going to be keeping an eye on. Does he get beat?
Healthy is probably more than anything else. Is he just on the field?
The health thing, I'm not worried about that. That is done. Yeah. That's done. He's made it through almost all of camp now. No sign of the injury. Like it is not about can he stay healthy. It's just, is he effective? Does he have the communication? Does he have a false start? Does he hold because he gets beat? Does he protect? Does he go the wrong direction on a protection scheme on a run play? Like all things like that are more important. I'm not worried about that. That's honestly not on my mind for him anymore. Even though that was the question going in.
I want to see any of our camp darlings.
I wonder how much Tyquan Thornton plays, though, because of the injuries. If they think he's going to have to play more early in the year, I wonder how much he actually gets in the game. But Jalen Royals, because he's a rookie, would be that. Jalen Royals, to me, long-term, is a similar skill set as Rashee Rice. So I want to see early version of Jalen Royals tomorrow night.
I'm trying to decide because I have almost zero expectations that Jalen Royals is going to be any kind of regular contributor this year. There's just too many bodies. So barring injury, he's like eight on the list. He's getting passes behind both tight ends, two running backs, three wide receivers. I mean, he's so far down. The only way he is a regular contributor to the Chiefs offense this year is it has more than 215 yards is if people get hurt. Or he is a stud, like he's a future star, and people aren't talking about him in camp like that. You know the players that get the buzz like that. Like boy, they're going to use that guy more. There's already some, the next wide receiver, I feel like. Who was it I saw? Seattle, maybe? I don't know. Like, you catch the names that people are kind of buzzing about a little bit. He's been fine. There's been nothing wrong with camp. He's certainly shown some ability. Mm-hmm. But he's also just not needed this year. He's the Juju replacement, the Tyquan Thornton replacement. He's one of those guys next year. He's the slow, bring it along, take your sweet ass time guy. I don't think he's Puka Nacua and waiting. So, like, for a preseason game, sure, I wouldn't mind watching him try to make a catch, but I guess I'm not he's not super high on my list.
Yeah, somebody texted in about Breshard Smith saying he won't play because he has a broken finger. That's news to me. He hasn't been popping up on the injury report the days we were there. That would be new news if that's the case. That's an interesting text. I haven't seen anything about he had a finger injury, but is that enough to keep him out? I don't know.
He left camp early, but I mean.
Yeah, I don't know if that's enough to keep him out, though. Like, he's got a finger injury, but is it enough where he's not going to get a single snap? That's something to keep an eye on.
Maybe not. If it's not him, then we're really getting to the wide receivers in the offensive line. Because he'd have been pretty high on
the
list.
They haven't ruled him out, though.
No. Unclear whether or not he'll play.
He left practice, yes, but Andy spoke yesterday and didn't make it a huge deal about it, I guess is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah. He just said he left practice. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
Someone says, what about Elijah Badger? He'll get a lot of run in the fourth quarter, is my guess.
He might be the Darius Fountain of the group. I am kind of curious to see Elijah Badger.
That's Binks' guy, too.
You can find wide receivers late sometimes. Not all the time, but there's one a year, I think, that there's a wide receiver that's not – they don't have to be Antonio Brown or Puka Nacua.
Yeah.
But there are functional NFL wide receivers found in the fourth round or later in every year of the NFL draft. So, I got to think that at least Badger or those guys would bring you some version of that.
Yeah.
At least.
Do you see
who
is walking in right now? One Jay Binkley, Josh Simmons, number one fan, hater, however you want to describe it.
He can change. People are allowed to change their opinion.
Oh, he has now. He has.
Oh, has he?
Yeah.
Have you softened your Joshua Simmons?
Yes.
Softened?
We'll let you get situated, then we'll have you on in about 15 minutes just to check in. Go ahead and get situated or whatever. It is very hot outside, so let's let Big cool down. Yeah, you're good, man. I know it's very warm. We're lucky we're inside today, not a gym. It's very, very hot outside. Yeah, yeah.
I haven't been outside since.
Yeah, they were sweating.
8:30 this
morning.
They
were sweating a little bit. Yeah, they were sweating.
Rob's got a badge.
Rob's pointing at his badge like he can't believe he has to wear a badge. Not Rob Brin, people should just know who you are. That's what he said. Rob just said, they should know who I am. Why do I need a badge?
Why does the badge say security risk? Is that what the issue
is?
Yeah,
you've got a security – you're a security risk. Wow. Wow. Bink doesn't have one. They're not worried about Bink. They're worried about you. You look a little more suspicious. That's what it
is. Binkley looks like the safe.
Yeah.
safe person to have out at the casino. Couldn't have trusted Rob next to him when they were refilling the ATM
earlier.
Yeah. They had bags of cash next to the ATM earlier.
Plenty of bags of cash sitting next to us. That was fun. Yeah.
Couldn't risk it in that scenario.
Someone says they want to see Carson Steele tonight. I'll be or tomorrow
Carson
night.
Steele? He's not even going to make the roster.
We know what he is. We know what Carson Steele is at this point in time. He's a practice squad guy. That's what he is.
They wouldn't even have drafted Breshard Smith if Carson Steele would have held on to the football when he started.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
Yeah.
Had he held on to the football during that
time? Well, his game, he had a chance last year, was that Chargers game. And the minute he dropped that football, he was in the doghouse the rest of the season.
Can I ask a question about a different preseason game this weekend? One tonight with the Cleveland Browns?
Oh, yeah.
The more and more stuff I see online, the more I see seemingly a growing sentiment that somehow they're wronging Shedeur Sanders. Am I confused?
Yeah, I don't get this narrative
at all. He was a fifth-round pick. He has practiced. He is healthy enough to play. He, in my opinion, is being given a massive opportunity. If he deals tonight, he has a real shot of getting snaps with the ones and twos versus the threes and fours at camp next week for them. This is a massive opportunity for him. This is not a negative.
Yeah, I'm with you. I know Drew kind of alluded to this yesterday, and he was speaking about the narrative that's been out on social media, and I don't get it. This idea like, well, he hasn't been given enough first-team reps, and they're asking him to start. Dude, you were drafted in the fifth round. You're technically right now the fourth quarterback on the roster. They have QB injuries. That's why you're starting tonight. Flacco's hurt. Pickett's hurt. I believe that's why they signed Snoop Huntley. They have all these injuries in this crowded mess of a quarterback room that is the Cleveland Browns. For Shedeur Sanders, if he goes out there tonight and plays well, he has a chance to actually push for a starting job. But like the only reason why anybody acts like he's being mistreated because he hasn't got all these reps is because of his last name. He was a fifth-round quarterback. That is still a fact. No, he has a chance to become more than just what a typical fifth rounder is.
He's got more opportunity than most fifth rounders in this spot.
He's starting in a preseason game. I think it's a great spot for him tonight. Let's see what he can do.
Drew, you think they're doing something wrong for him by throwing him in too early? I don't see the problem.
It's not that. I think it's the they're using this as the, well, if it doesn't work out for him, then his career is basically buried and he's
you're
done.
Saying they're gonna say,
they're gonna
well,
say,
I mean,
we'll
every
figure
the guy
you
after
shot
one
and you're
preseason
done.
Start?
I mean, that's like, because it's from the sounds of it, the owner basically came out and said, I didn't want him to take him in the first place, but he was taking, like, it sounded like he didn't even want him on the team in the first place.
Weird. I heard it the other way. I heard the owner getting defensive saying, I didn't make him take him. They had made their own decision.
Well, that's what I was saying.
That's what he's saying. That's what he's saying. That's what he's saying.
It's almost
he's
like
saying
they
that
didn't
the owner
want him
wanted
on
to
there.
Distance himself.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
saying.
No.
I think he's trying not to make his GM look bad because he did really want him.
I mean, then why the heck are you drafting Dylan Gabriel? It didn't make any sense what they did, honestly, in the draft. It just didn't. Outside of Mason Graham, it made no sense. If you took Dylan Gabriel, why are you taking Shedeur again?
Here's the thing. I'll be honest with you. I've stated this before. I think more teams should do it. I think nobody now blames Washington for taking RG3 and Kirk Cousins. You can take two quarterbacks in a draft. You can take a guy in the third and the fifth round. No, what's the difference? You're trying to find a starting quarterback. There wasn't a guy in the first round you could take. You take a couple of bites at the apple. You stink anyway. Your team's not good enough. You're not going anywhere anyway. I have no problem. I wouldn't care if a team took three quarterbacks in a draft, Drew. I really wouldn't. If they hadn't had the answer in 15 years.
The Browns are a unique spot because of the history of quarterback
ever.
After quarterback not panning out. Someone on the text line says that's the thing. Shedeur should not have been a fifth round pick in the first place. Do you mean as in you think he should be like the reality? Like, he clearly was not a first round talent.
He was the most accurate quarterback in college football last year.
If we look at the draft night stuff, again, should he have been a fifth rounder? I don't know about that. I think he fell at a certain extent because clearly the interview process was a disaster for him. But if he was truly a first round talent, people would have looked past the interview process. I'm kind of with you that he's probably not a fifth rounder, but when you are also not a first rounder and you interviewed the way you did, you probably are a third round quarterback. He fell to the fifth because he didn't pay attention in the interviews, didn't have any care, basically, they said, to do the interviews. So, the great thing for him is the draft thing doesn't matter anymore. If he goes out there and performs tonight and the next preseason game and the next one, then he'll have an opportunity to start games this year for Cleveland. If not, he's going to be a practice squad quarterback for a couple of years. This is not some like crazy conspiracy against Shedeur Sanders. The only part that I ever defended him on, I thought the reaction people had on draft night when the prank call happened and people thought it was funny, I thought that was terrible. Messing with somebody's, you know, career and
their biggest moment.
In their biggest moment. That's where I defended Sanders. As far as where he's at now, no, he's in a spot that, like anybody else, he can go. If he performs well, he'll have an opportunity, and tonight's one of those.
Yeah, it's one of many opportunities. If he fails, it's on him, sure, but I don't think that they would just walk away from a quarterback, Drew, because of one failed preseason performance.
I think we'll just have to see. I mean, even if he plays well, we'll have to see if they actually want to play him.
You sound like you think that like he should just clearly be the starting quarterback already.
I think he's probably their best. Well, I think he's the second best quarterback on the roster.
I think he is the second best quarterback on the roster. I would take him over Dylan Gabriel in a heartbeat.
Well, then he should have no problem showing out tonight.
Yeah, but I think that the fact that he was listed fourth on the depth chart behind it doesn't.
He was drafted after Gabriel. Of course, he's in preseason listed behind the depth chart.
That doesn't matter if he's looked good.
It does for quarterbacks.
If they haven't played a preseason game yet,
if he plays well in a preseason tonight, he can vault to second or third on the depth chart just like that.
I don't know. It's the Browns. I will say I stand by this too. The fact that Tyler Shuck got picked in the second round and Shador got picked fifth round is ludicrous. It makes no sense. It makes absolutely zero sense.
Because neither is a first-round talent. One guy interviewed, and one team is tanking this year and is clearly in a spot where they are not looking to draft any quarterback.
Cody knows the video I'm talking about. Tyler Shuck is not a fourth-round quarterback. He might not even be a fifth-round quarterback. He is not good.
I'm not saying he's
Shador
good.
Shador threw 70%.
Different circumstances.
And I'm not. I don't know why I'm backing him as much as I am. It's crazy.
It's weird.
He threw 70% completion percentage behind an offensive line that was garbage his entire time at Colorado. If anything, I think he's better than what he was at Colorado because of the lack of offensive line play.
He'll have a chance to prove it. Like, there's not some conspiracy. If a team has a really good quarterback, they don't just not play them. Like, we're acting like the Browns are intentionally not going to ever let him play. Just they don't like him. They drafted him. They don't like him. He's really, really good, but they just don't want
to
play him. I don't get this notion that
he's
very good, but they're just not going
to
let him have a chance. If they think he's good and he shows it, he will eventually start games for the Cleveland Browns. Don't worry. It's not like they have great quarterbacks in front of them.
They're adding three names to that jersey at least this year.
Oh, the fan that has the running
list. Yeah. Well, Flacco's already on it. Damn it. They're adding at least two names to that jersey this year. Honestly, it should be an open competition. Why not make it an open competition? There's no harm in making those teams battle it out.
That's because the Browns don't know what they're doing. But.
Well, I don't dispute that the Browns organization sucks. I'm with you.
No one's arguing that.
And there's countless examples of guys that have been able to have success when they leave. But like, I'm just more talking this notion that like the Browns are never going to give them an opportunity.
He also said he's going to play a majority of the preseason game.
Yeah.
So he might get three quarters of work. They're going to get a better look at him in a preseason game than they do almost any other player. So, like, I mean, I think he's given an opportunity. He wants to earn it, and that's the whole thing Deion and him had always said.
Give me my chance.
Earn it.
And here we go. Let's see what happens.
I think someone's like, he hadn't practiced. I'm like, well, it's life. Shouldn't have gotten hurt. I'm going to tell you. You'd have gotten more practice if you didn't get
someone
hurt.
Someone says we're talking about the Browns. They've started 40 different quarterbacks. Again, if you're just saying they don't know how to evaluate talent, I'm not going to dispute that. They also drafted him, so then you're saying that they don't know what they're doing by drafting him, I guess. But at the same time, if you're just alleging that the Browns are intentionally going to screw him, I'm saying that's absurd. There's not some conspiracy against the Sanders family, for crying out loud. That's ridiculous. All right, up next, let's get to what's trending. We'll also get to our final thoughts on the Chiefs preseason opener tomorrow night, final bets on what Drew and Mac are going to do, and a final update maybe on a card that is in an auction tomorrow night.
Back in here on a Fan Club Friday. Of course, Fan Club Friday brought to you by Circa Contest Weekend. Alex and I will be broadcasting out there in just a couple of weeks. Circa Millions and Circa Survivor are back with a massive $21 million in guaranteed prizes. Pick five games, Circa Million, pick five games against the spread each week, 126 ways to win. As we've mentioned before, they got quarterly prizes, all kinds of different stuff. Alex and I will be out there 2 weeks. Well, we'll be broadcasting the 21st and 22nd, less than 2 weeks. Circa Survivor, one pick a week, no point spread, last the longest. $15 million in guaranteed prizes. Enter in Nevada, but you can play from anywhere. So come out contest weekend and join us at Circa for $21 million guaranteed.
Yeah, and today join us at Hollywood Casino here at the Legends, near the Legends, I should say. It's a fan takeover day. We are on till 2, and then Jay Binkley and Rob Brennan taking over on the drive. If you could only see.
He's putting in a fresh dip.
Jay Binkley putting in a fresh dip. You know, that's his version of the smelling salts, man. That's what gets
have
Bink
you done
ready
a smelling
to roll.
Salt?
It works, too.
Have you done a smelling salt, Bink?
Yeah, I have. You ever sniffed this?
Sniffed a can of tobacco?
I can't smell.
Have
you know
Cody
this.
Smell it.
My parents were heavy smokers, but nobody in my family dipped.
I can't smell. Smell. I can't smell anything.
Have Cody smell it.
Don't spill it.
See, very it minty. Works.
Yeah, I didn't know it was minty. I didn't know what to expect.
Yeah, but smelling. But how cheap
do you think
is that?
Do you think I'd be able to smell the smelling salt? I can't
no,
smell
I
anything.
I know. But how cheap is the NFL with the smelling salts? Because first of all,
oh, so he thinks they're being cheap? Well, like,
are you on, you're on this theory too?
It's cheap. It's cheap.
Oh,
I mean, you're already selling the NFL Network and all this. They're
welcome,
banking
Jamie.
Money.
Hold on,
all these
stop.
International
stop.
Games. You're taking away smelling salts from people.
You think that they sold NFL Network? Because they need money, and then on top of it, they won't have smelling salts that are team issued.
It was a failure anyway, but it's working now with ESPN. Obviously, it's a good deal. But the smelling salts was dumb because they allowed them to have them, so they can bring them in.
Players can have them.
But why not supply them?
Teams don't want the liability, and they don't want the optics of the team bringing it mass concussions.
Well, if it mass concussions, they're still doing it.
Sure, they don't want the optics.
They're still masking it.
They don't want the optics of
it. It's dumb.
We're not helping.
It's not like they have boner pills all on the field.
It can be dumb. I don't disagree. I don't buy the theory that they're doing it because they want to save. Someone can look it up. How many thousands of dollars a year do the NFL spend on smelling salts?
I don't know, man. Marlon Humphrey's been a G himself, so it must have been more than I think.
Yeah, some do it every series.
The NFL, I'm sure, never gets a bulk rate on them.
Some do it every series.
I tried to look it up. Because somebody yesterday had said that it was
Kittle does.
It was the I couldn't find the article that was suggesting it, so I couldn't prove it. Somebody yesterday said that technically the banning of the smelling salts was introduced by the Bengals owner, which if that's true, then it absolutely is a cheapo move. That guy would do anything to save 2 cents.
You know, the Bengals are incredibly cheap, and this wouldn't shock me at all. Or it wouldn't surprise me if the Buffalo Bills came up with it, because it seems like when the Buffalo Bills want a rule changed, that it changes.
But what we learned
right?
is every player is doing this smelling salt thing.
I mean,
it's crazy.
Yeah, let's just keep doing it. It's part of the league. It's part of what they do. But I'm surprised the Bills didn't. And by the way, how about Hard Knocks? How about that new stadium?
I haven't watched
it. Oh, I didn't watch
Knocks.
It.
Do you guys realize that new stadium they built, they keep talking about
yeah,
it?
Yeah, no wind comes in.
Do you know who it's designed by?
Somebody in Kansas City.
Populous, right here in Kansas City. So the Hallmark movie, Buffalo Bills, Hallmark company. I had to remind Gene Battaglia. I said, you realize everything that's going on with the Bills, Kansas City's involved, right?
They built a windless stadium. Is that what I'm to understand?
It's part of your playoff failure.
Yeah, it has
Kansas City everything.
Panels or whatever.
I'll tell you right now, there's a lot of suckers in this world. You are the biggest sucker on the planet if you let the Buffalo Bills pay you $15 an hour to shovel their stadium out of snow.
Oh.
You're the biggest sucker on the planet. You don't value your own labor.
Some high school
you're
kid thinks it's cool. Some high school kid thinks it's
well,
cool
it
to shovel
to
snow
be in
the stadium?
To be in the stadium and say he did it. I wouldn't want to do it if I was a grown adult, well, but a high school kid probably thinks it's cool.
Well, do you remember a couple years ago they used to play Detroit, right? Instead of leaving early like they should have done.
Yeah, I remember
or stayed in a hotel. That way, stayed in a hotel so they could just get the bus in and out, right? It'd be easy. But instead they let the players stay at their own house. I never forget, like, Von Miller and everybody else paying Josh Allen, paying someone to go do their driveway so they could get out. How dumb was that the Bills didn't fly early or stay in a team hotel and make things a lot easier instead of having all these fans shovel their driveways?
It's pretty crazy for a city with that kind of lake drift snow to be like, we're staying outdoors. You're like, ooh, you sure?
I respect that, though.
It's real football. You better be prepared. We might very well be playing a dome football in Kansas City here in about 7 years.
But they
they would never put it. Here's the thing, though. Here's also the difference. We don't have to get into the whole stadium debate about what everybody wants, but Buffalo could build a dome, and there's no chance they would ever get a Super Bowl in Buffalo, New York. It just wouldn't happen. They're not, you know what I mean? Like they just would never put one there, even if you had a dome. In Kansas City, there is at least I'll call it a 20% chance if we got a dome here that we would actually get a Super Bowl.
Yeah,
I think it'd be
February,
higher than
it's
that
only...
because they talked about that with the rolling roof, how they were going to give one because of Lamar Hunt. But not only that, but don't forget, they gave the Chiefs a Thanksgiving night game, the first one ever because of the league. We also got the draft because of it. So
that's the draft, never, though, is the key.
But never say never because the Chiefs print money for the National Football League.
That's the only thing, though, is 15 years ago they weren't rotating the draft. They basically give drafts to cities that don't get Super Bowls now. Green Bay gets it, Cleveland, Pittsburgh's getting it this next year, Detroit had it, we had it in Kansas City. Like that's become the, hey, we're never going to give you a Super Bowl, but we're going to give you the draft.
That's fine. And it does go to some Super Bowl cities like L.A. and stuff like that.
Those cities are going to get everything. L.A., Vegas, Miami are going to get everything.
No, it's fine. But the Chiefs print the league money. They use them. obviously the first Netflix game ever was Chiefs. First Amazon Prime game was Chiefs.
Got Christmas the first Day
ever,
locked.
The first ever Peacock game was Chiefs. They can in five of the first eight primetime games are Chiefs, which has never happened before in the NFL.
Right, but so, we're 5 years away from a stadium.
What I'm saying is they use the Chiefs for everything. It's fine for the Chiefs and Lamar Hunt to say, hey, what are you giving me back? What are you going to give me back?
I think he's got a good enough relationship they would get a Super Bowl.
Probably.
If they got a dome here. Which would be the first cold weather Super Bowl since it went poorly in Minneapolis.
Well, you get a Final Four, too. You get definitely
well,
get
that,
a Final
that's
Four,
an easy one. Yeah, that's an easy one. Final Four, all the big concerts, maybe a bowl game, maybe a college football semifinal. I mean, all that's definitely in play.
Just Jackson County's not getting
Heck, 1%. The stadium.
Jackson County won't get 1%.
Stadium could be a stone store from where we are.
It could just be 5 minutes from here.
Jackson
right?
County was getting 1% of everybody that performed at Arrowhead Stadium and Kauffman Stadium, but they didn't vote on that. So.
Binkley, what all are you guys talking about on the show today?
Chiefs, probably. Chiefs game this weekend.
A lot of Chiefs?
Big
Who?
Game this weekend, right? First preseason game. I mean, I know it's preseason. Preseason blows. But it's still the Chiefs in
That's
preseason.
Coming from Jay Binkley.
I'm not kidding you. Isn't preseason football getting worse and worse by
yes.
the year?
Yes.
Because, yeah, Burrow played in Jamar Chase, but Josh Allen's not playing.
Yeah.
So it's getting worse and worse where the players aren't playing and teams are being smart, hold them out of it. But this is all a depth thing. Is preseason football is getting worse. Because it used to be, all right, third preseason game, they're all going to play. They're all going to play the first half, the first two games. Not that way anymore.
Yeah, it's all about individual players that you want to see. You know, you want to see Jalen Royals. You want to see Josh Simmons or Smith. I guess he's dealing with a finger injury. But Breshard
Smith.
Linemen
will play a lot. Yeah. Linemen will play.
They usually play a little bit longer on the offensive line.
Yeah, line will play.
Honestly, because it's a line that only has two-fifths of it that was together the entire year last year, I guess three-fifths if you include the time Juwan Taylor's missed this year, I'd probably want to put them together. I don't understand this about preseason, at least from this perspective, from the offensive line. Why don't they play all four quarters? I understand the injury part of it. Is that just too much?
Well, and the money involved in it. I mean, you think Creed Humphrey's the highest-paid center in the National Football League.
Yeah.
Trey Smith is now the highest-paid guard in the National Football League. So that's two-fifths of
your
offensive line.
Juwan Taylor might be the third highest-paid right tackle.
Have the highest-paid at their position in the league. So a lot of money tied up there.
I got to wonder whether or not. I'm very optimistic about the offensive line, but still deeply scared because they have had these problems for so long. It's kind of like being like we were talking about the Browns or the quarterback. It's hard to imagine they actually got it right at offensive line, not because it doesn't appear on paper that they've made good decisions, Gold, but because they have started a different left tackle in every single Super Bowl that they've played in. They've used first-round picks to trade for guys. They've used second-round picks to draft guys. They've brought in free agents. They've tried so many different versions.
Don't forget about Kingsley was drafted
no
in the second round. That's going to be a downgrade from Tooney. No matter how you slice it, they are downgrading at left guard.
But even if it's average left guard play, but all of a sudden your left tackle is above average, that's worth the trade-off.
But now your
rookie
left tackle is going to be next to a first-time-ever starting guard, which, you know, listen, Joe Tooney was first-team All-Pro. Was Joe Tooney out of position at tackle with the short arms? 100% he was. But no matter how you look at it, they're still downgrading it at left guard.
But I'll tell you this much. When they downgraded at left tackle, I noticed a lot more than when Caliendo was playing guard. I didn't notice Caliendo screwing everything up on the world when they were down at guard.
Might be an upgrade, so that's good. Left tackle will be an upgrade.
Tackle is going to be an upgrade.
Left tackle will definitely be an upgrade.
I'm not saying he's Trent Williams week one, but I think it's going to be a massive upgrade at left tackle.
And you're going to have 5 years with him.
Yep. Oh, yeah, more than that, hopefully.
Hopefully that, but
I think your concern was my concern. I didn't think he was going to play this
year. The patellar knee injury is a big issue. Rashawn Slater just had it with the Chargers. That's the same thing.
Yep.
It's a very rare occurrence in the NFL. A lot of guys have PCLs and UCLs, rotator cuff surgeries in the arms and things like that, but the ACL injuries is pretty common. Patellar knee injury is not, and that's what Simmons had. Same thing that Rashawn Slater, and they say, well, it's tougher on big guys. Well, of course it is. Like, it is harder for big guys to come back, and Simmons hadn't played since last October. So that was the concern. That was the concern in the first round.
Bink, obviously you got your show coming up here in about 20 minutes or so. Tomorrow, Mac is taking on Drew at PickleCon. He's representing our show.
Love it.
I don't know if he's more
confident.
Drew was not confident 30 minutes ago when we asked him how he was going to fare against Drew. Any advice for Drew in this PickleCon?
Well, just don't wear Bengals gear.
No, I said he should. Once he starts losing, flip on the Bengals gear.
Just don't wear Bengals gear. Drew's an athlete, though, and he'll show you that as well because he'll take the selfies. He'll do the selfies on the tracks and everything because you know he's working out. Anybody that sends workout videos is working out, man. They're grinding.
Well, how else will we know, you know, if you don't send it out, you know?
He's tanning. He's going to the gym. He's working out.
Are you tanning,
selfies.
Drew? You're going to tanning salons, too?
No, I'm not going to the salons. This is just from the beach.
He's getting cupped, massaged.
Correct. I was.
But he says his back's tight.
Yeah, the back. Yeah, the back is stiff as a board, man.
Oh, board.
It is.
Max an athlete too. Max a big frisbee golfer too.
Yeah,
good golfer. He's
Just don't like Drew's representing the show. We need to win, and we don't feel good about his chances the way he's been talking.
Well, Max plays disc golf. Is that what I'm to understand?
Max a huge disc golfer, and so is Jacob, our producer. Jacob Muster's big disc golfer, but Max is very good at it too.
I stink.
So Max an athlete too. Drew's an athlete.
Awful at disc golf.
The rest of us not so much, except for Cody. Cody did really well in the combine.
I was an athlete once.
You did well in the combine.
I was a medium-level athlete once in my life.
You did well in the combine. I bet a bunch on Rob, and that was a mistake.
I was the second worst odds when Spec handicapped that.
Yeah.
I was offended by my placement.
I only did the bench press.
He thought it was for a hot dog derby. That's why the odds got all
messed up. I only did the bench press, and I rocked that, so.
Yeah, you did win that.
Yeah, people had issues. Your bench press was like
he would have won, but he would have won.
It was so light. It was so light.
It wasn't like – it was just like –
Okay,
but he would have won even if he.
I did 90.
It's like little short little things.
I did 90 reps, and the second place was like 16 or something.
I was second place. I think I did like, I don't think 16 is even.
It was just so light. It was hard to do because it was so light.
Someone says with Mac, smoking weed and playing disc golf, name a more iconic duo.
With that hair? She's like straight out of Jason Confused.
Definitely.
Mac does have the hair.
Oh, yeah. He's stopping by the dispensary on the way.
But Drew's getting cupped, though, man. That's big. That's big.
Drew, please surprise us tomorrow, man. Please surprise us and get a win for the show.
I will do my best. I'm confident I'm able to do it.
He doesn't sound confident.
No,
it's the opposite. Mac keeps saying, I'll do my best. That's what losers say.
Mac is very athletic. Drew needs to change the attitude, though. Drew's got a lot of athleticism, but this powers me attitude that Drew's carrying.
Say, I'm there to kick your ass, Mac.
Yeah, have some gumption, man.
I shouldn't have to.
Hang on
a second. I shouldn't have to say it to get myself up. Like when I get the paddles tomorrow, like that's my mindset. But
dude, NFL players said they use smelling salts, but you can just get up naturally.
Yes. Yes.
You just wake up ready.
Yes.
I thought he shoot it in.
I will say playing pickleball is a lot different than going to get ran over or go hit somebody. You know, I think that's. I don't need a smelling salt.
Not when the stakes are this high, man.
I do not need smelling salts to get ready to play pickleball. I'm good.
I broke an entire barricade at PickleCon last year to win a match. Are you willing to do that? I had to shove it out of the ground. Minkley, they told me not to do that anymore. Said it could cause legal liability.
Really?
I did a full body dive to hit a shot against
Scott Barnes. Last year.
I've been warned about that from legal, too, about the things I've done on the show. Like
What's the last thing you got in trouble for?
Beer towers. Back in the day.
Beer towers at Uncle D's?
Back in like 2013 or 12 or something. They said, hey, they got an email from the program director at times. Says, please don't talk about that anymore. Because I was like, hey, come on in. I'll challenge you. I was like,
challenge.
Beer tower challenge.
Do it on your own, Jay. Do it on your own. Because I was like putting them in formation. I'd drink so many towers.
Jeez.
I mean, I was just guzzling towers.
Good. Those were the days, Bank.
Those were the days. And you did a Saturday
This show never
show.
Gets in trouble. We're above.
Ryan Wachowski was up at practice. I remember.
He
had puke all over his shorts. He didn't even know it.
I got
practice.
Him all hammered because we went back to the hotel that night.
He was
kept
the
drinking.
Whole practice watching him. No clue. The whole time he's in the media tent and nobody knew.
Covered?
Yes.
Because I had gotten hammered the night before. I was like, no, you're going to show tomorrow.
Did.
Let's go. Let's roll.
He blamed it on the nachos.
No,
I don't
know.
I don't think that's how that works.
It was beer back at the hotel, too.
I want you guys to show up and go ahead and root Mac on. You know, go ahead.
I'm unavailable. I actually truly do have another. I have another obligation tomorrow. I have another show I do Saturday.
Kid's got soccer, man. What do you want me to do? You want me to skip my son's soccer practice?
At the rate that you're smack talking, now I would say yes. The lack of confidence.
Maybe I'll go watch you guys, man.
Let's
go,
Bing.
There you go, Bing.
I'm rooting for you.
I appreciate you.
We're just not confident because you're not confident. That's all.
You got to have confidence. Mac's a tough competition, man. Mac's tough, man. He's an athlete.
But you don't know what my competitiveness looks
younger,
like,
too.
You know?
Mac has the hair. Like, Drew's working on it, but
I think that, I know Mac was like, I'm guaranteeing a win today. Like, I think that's fine. I'm not...
People are.
I don't
you
need
have
to
more
say
confidence
anything.
In breaking 100 at Augusta and bunting and getting a hit off Paul Skeens than you do winning a pickleball against Mac tomorrow.
Go full on Diego Pavia. Guarantee it.
At this rate, Mac, based on what
the guys
were saying, Mac said Mac is more like Diego Pavia Bink than I am for sure.
You guys are on the court tomorrow at 11.
From 11 to 1, we're there. That's the allotted time. I don't know what time we play. I would assume it's closer to 11.
I think around 11 o'clock, Mac versus Drew.
We need some Cody and Gold listeners to go support Drew.
Please do that.
Because maybe cheering for him will give him the confidence we think he needs.
He does need confidence. He likes that.
I don't know about everything in life, just this thing. This pickleball.
He slammed his first beer when I was around. He shot his first firework when I was around.
Oh, that's right.
Tried to get him to chew, and he would.
He had never done a firework. We had to go buy him a bottle rocket.
I've convinced him to do bad things.
We did a Roman candle.
I've convinced him to do bad things.
Everybody needs a bad influence in their life.
And I'm in.
Drew, is Bink yours?
As far as what?
Being a bad influence.
I don't know if Bink's a bad influence, but. Uh-oh. Yeah, I don't think Bink's a bad influence because I know my limits. Like, I will say this.
Yeah, marriage advice, I don't know if you want to
correct.
Follow
Bink's no.
track record there.
If I would have had some chew to this point because of Bink's peer pressure, then yes, I would say yes.
Well,
but I haven't gotten that far yet, no.
If you lose tomorrow, you'll do that Monday?
Absolutely not.
It was worth a shot.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. There are still limitations. I will not... Take a dip. No, it's not going to happen.
I feel like I'd throw up.
You would.
I bet I would,
too. I don't think you would.
I think you would.
I don't think you would.
Again, only one way to find out.
Only one way to find out.
There's nothing
you guys
better.
Can have a bet on whether or not I throw up or
There's
not.
There's nothing better than a chaw in your cheese. Your poker cheese. That's like epic. The Cody Tap.
Bigley comes over.
Cheese.
He's played poker in my house a couple of times.
Oh, yeah?
I always have listeners. Should I have one? See, the problem with the listener game is... Can I trust all y'all to come to my house? Behave yourself?
No.
This is my home.
I don't think you will. I don't think
this is my house. This is where I live.
They won't behave.
Maybe I could auction off one spot to somebody in the
They won't behave.
In the Cody and Gold garage show. They won't behave?
I don't think so. Mm. They might, but no, text line sometimes doesn't behave. So.
I'm going to need a thorough background check.
Yeah. Ask the text line.
If I could trust them to come to my house?
Yeah.
Or if I would throw up if I did
it. Ask the text line and you'll get responses.
All
when
right.
you come to my house, can we verify your phone
final
number?
Final guesses. What do you guys think the card is selling for tomorrow? So the Caitlin Clark.
What is it at right now?
The Caitlin Clark 101 card. It's been an auction and it's tomorrow night it ends at Golden. It's at $2,750. Bink, what do you think it finishes at?
30. No, you know what? I'm going to go 6,000.
Okay.
I'm going to go 6,000.
Okay.
Is that too low or?
No, I go back and forth. I go back and forth on this. I would be okay with 6. I wouldn't be thrilled, but I'd be okay with 6.
I'm going to say 60. I was in that range too.
What's Drew going to put down?
64. Can it even land at that number? What's the bidding?
Yeah, we're sure. I mean, I'm sure it could.
I don't know what the bidding amount was.
I don't know actually.
64.50. Okay. Is my official guess. 64.50.
I'll go Drew? 61.
I'm going to go 58.75.
Oh, hater.
No, I'm going to go even lower because I don't send the bar very high. I want to be surprised. I'll go 51.50.
You doing cash or Venmo?
They wire. They wire.
Cody wants him to get cash.
It takes like 10 days.
Oh, that's not bad.
I'd ask for cash, man.
I said he should get cash, spread it out just so you had it for a second.
I'm going to go 5,100. I'll be really upset if it's lower than that. I'll be thrilled if it's above 6,500. That's kind of where I'm at now. That it's just a PSA authentic.
And would it cost you nothing?
$60.
$60.
Yeah. The point is, at one point in time, if it was a 10 out of 10, you know, not 10 out of 10, if it was a PSA 10, there was a chance it was going to maybe be a $15,000 to $20,000 card. Now we're just talking about being happy it gets to 5 or 6, but we'll see. That's tomorrow night, man. I'm going to be refreshing that page.
You are going to be, are you even going to be paying attention to the fourth quarter of the Chiefs preseason game?
Well, who is?
You're going to be too focused on this Caitlin Clark card.
You get cash coming in, so that's what you need to be concentrating on.
He hasn't
He hasn't figured out. He hadn't told me how he's going to spend it.
You bet on the Chiefs game yet? I need to go do that.
Chiefs are 2.5-point favorites tomorrow.
I know. Just go lay some money.
There's a
on
kiosk
it.
Right
yeah,
there.
I know.
On Monday when it sells, can we all come together a personalized budget of how we'd like you to spend the money?
Sure. Deal.
If it's $5,200, yes, I get to buy the dollar and tell you exactly how I want
you guys
to spend
can
it.
Do that on Monday. Thanks for hanging out with us. The takeover of Hollywood Casino continues till 6. Jay Binkley, Rob Brennan, The Drive are going to continue the show here and broadcast. Continue to register you to win a Charles and Minnehue football. Continuing to register you to win Chiefs Colts tickets. Plus, Hollywood Casino giving away $100 in pin cash every hour until 6 o'clock. We will talk to you on Monday.